And staying with the upcoming European and local elections on June 7th, the deadline for getting your application in for a postal vote is just over 2 weeks away. The number of postal votes cast in this country is very low, but the Electoral Commission is trying to increase awareness of what of who can vote by post rather than attending a polling station. Tim Carey is Head of Electoral Operations with the Commission. He's on the line now. So, Tim, who first of all qualifies for a postal vote?
Good afternoon. So there are eight categories of people who can qualify for the postal vote for the June 7th European local and Limerick mayoral elections. So members of the Defence Forces, Gardaí, people on diplomatic missions and their spouses or civic partners, prisoners, anonymous electors who are, for I suppose security reasons, don't have their name on the electoral registers, people who are employed by the returning officers, so those who administer our elections, those who are, for reasons of work, let's say pilots or long-distance lorry drivers and such, as well as those in education, full-time education, away from where their home registration is. And finally, those who are living at home with a disability or illness. So all of those are qualified, in theory, to apply for a postal vote. So each will be assessed on their application. As you say, the deadline is coming up on May the 11th. But I would say let's have the deadline as May the 4th. Let's give everyone a bit of time because these applications need to be done in writing. They can't be done online because they need to be authenticated by a third party. So your employer or your education institution or a medical practitioner.
Right. I think there is some concern around people with disabilities availing of this because they do need to get a medical certificate as part of their application.
Yes, that is true. So in this instance, there is a charge that is administered to provide that certification. Now, the Commission, I think it's true to say, have some concerns that this may provide a barrier to people to register to vote. So we will be looking into that, I think, in the future. But in the meantime, there is a charge. Now, what I would say is that if it's an ongoing illness or disability, it's usually just a once-off, and you can now stay on the postal vote without having to re-register or get re-certified. Mm. So your local authority will be able to help you with that. But yes, a charge for that, it could be interpreted as being an unfair disadvantage to someone with a disability in terms of voting.
The numbers availing of postal votes is very low here, is it? I mean, it's really a tiny proportion of votes cast.
Yeah, I suppose you're talking sort of around 20,000 at the last election. So it's quite restricted in the categories of people. So, you know, I think people would be familiar in America, there's a large number of postal votes. Here, it's done by category of people through the legislation and through the policy of the Department of Housing.
Do you have a figure for how many people might qualify but don't apply?
No, we wouldn't have a figure for that. I think it depends on, I suppose, where a person is based in terms of their employment. So, I mean, how many pilots are there who won't be in the country at the time of the election, etc. But I think it's the whole issue of postal voting is an interesting one. And I know that the minister wrote to the Commission asking for it to be part of its research project or research agenda. And the Commission is currently looking at its sort of first phase of research projects that it wants to undertake.
And just one final question before I let you go, Tim. Spoiled votes. Now, not people who intentionally spoil their vote, but unintentionally spoiled votes. It's something you're working to try to reduce.
Yeah, this is something that sort of cropped up, and the returning officers who would kind of administer the elections have raised it with us, particularly in instances where there's more than one vote taking place. So on June 7th, there's the locals, the Europeans, and if you're in Limerick, the Limerick mayoral election. You will be given a ballot for one, two or three of those. Now, one of the most common mistakes that people make, which leads to really unnecessarily invalid ballots, is you write your preference on one, starting with one, say one, two, three, and however many you want. Then you go to the next ballot and you commence that with the number that follows on from the previous one. So 5, 6, 7, 8 or something like that. That automatically invalidates your vote. It is not possible to count that 5, 6, 7, 8 if that's all you've written. So on each ballot, a very simple thing, on each ballot, start with number one and work your way down as long as you choose. And then the second thing is, don't write anything on the ballot paper. There's lots of people who nominate their county for Sam Maguire or Liam McCarthy, and it actually invalidates their vote in most instances.
Right. So, as well as perhaps cheating their chances.
Maybe putting the mockers on their county.
Listen, there's some, and that'll be something you'll be trying to highlight in the run-up to these multiple elections in June. Tim, thanks very much indeed. It's good to talk to you. Appreciate your time this afternoon.